You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 292. Today we're talking about Kumo, a lightweight AWS service emulator written in Go.
That's right, Izzo. Kumo is a game changer for anyone working with AWS services. It's a single binary, easy to distribute and deploy, and it supports 75 AWS services.
So why does this matter right now? Well, with the rise of cloud computing and AWS, developers need a reliable way to test and develop their applications locally.
Exactly. And that's where Kumo comes in. It's a lightweight emulator that can be used for CI/CD testing and local development, and it's compatible with AWS SDK v2.
I'm giving this a solid A-. The fact that it's a single binary and has Docker support makes it easy to use and deploy.
I'm adding it to the weekend project list. I want to try it out and see how it works with some of my existing projects.
So, Boone, can you break down how Kumo works technically? What are some of the design choices and architecture that make it so lightweight?
Sure thing, Izzo. Kumo uses a combination of Go and AWS SDK v2 to emulate AWS services. It's designed to be fast and lightweight, with minimal resource usage.
That makes sense. And what about the optional data persistence feature? How does that work?
The data persistence feature allows Kumo to survive restarts by storing data in a specified directory. It's a useful feature for testing and development purposes.
Okay, so what are some of the use cases for Kumo? Who would use this and why?
Well, Izzo, Kumo can be used by anyone working with AWS services, from developers to DevOps teams. It's a great tool for testing and developing applications locally, and it can also be used for CI/CD testing.
That's really interesting. And what about the market for this? Is there a lot of competition in the AWS emulator space?
Actually, Izzo, Kumo is one of the few lightweight AWS emulators out there. Most of the other options are heavy-duty and resource-intensive, so Kumo is definitely filling a gap in the market.
All right, so what's next? What should our listeners go research or try out?
I'd recommend checking out the Kumo GitHub repository and trying out the emulator for themselves. They can also try integrating it with some of their existing projects or tools, like Docker or AWS SDK v2.
And finally, what's the takeaway from this episode? What should our listeners remember about Kumo?
I think the takeaway is that Kumo is a powerful and lightweight tool that can be used for a variety of purposes, from testing and development to CI/CD and beyond. It's definitely worth checking out and exploring further.